Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, May 13th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Yesterday, Sam Rizzoli, United Vice President of In-Flight Services, sent a letter to flight attendants outlining management's desire to hire United flight attendants to work at Continental. The timing of the letter, just days prior to the representation election for flight attendants at United Airlines, is extremely suspect. Additionally, there is nothing in the planned capacity reductions that has not already been mitigated by the recent voluntary furlough awards. Our response by United AFA MEC President Greg Davidovich to this letter is available on our website. After reading our response, we encourage you to participate in a poll we are conducting on our website. We'd like to know. Are you interested in being hired by Continental Airlines and work under the terms of the machinist contract at the bottom of their seniority list? The vote that will bring all flight attendants together into one union, AFA, begins next Tuesday, May 17, 2011. The National Mediation Board, the NMB, will mail voting instructions to all United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia flight attendants. Everyone, regardless of leave or voluntary furlough status, is eligible to cast a vote for our future. The instructions will include a new VIN and PIN. These are different numbers than the voting credentials you may have saved for previous AFA votes. Everyone needs her or his new VIN and PIN to cast a vote for AFA. Details about the voting process and special instructions, including examples of how the information will be presented, will be available on our website. We will also include recommendations on the most secure method to cast your vote, as well as the process to obtain duplicate instructions or voting information if you fail to receive them in the mail. The merger of United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia will make the United Flight Attendant Group the largest in the world. That means we have a great opportunity to achieve the best contract in the industry when we vote for a representative that understands our profession and will fight for us at the bargaining table. AFA is a strong voice for our profession. Turbulence is an occupational hazard that we all take very seriously. With the recent severe turbulence resulting in flight attendant injuries on a Phoenix to Chicago flight 273 this week, it is a good time to remember that every day we fly, when it comes to cabin safety, place yourself and your flying partners first. It is only through these efforts that we may fulfill our duties as safety professionals for the passengers in our care. To minimize injuries caused in turbulence or chop, buckle up if the seatbelt is available, and stow away all but necessary service components when the service is over, especially carts, full coffee pots, and glass bottles. It may not always be possible to receive warning of turbulence or to return to your jump seat when turbulence hits. FAOM pages 30.50.1-4 cover the precautions we can take against turbulence injuries, starting with pre-departure crew briefings through the actions we should take during turbulence. FAOM page 3.50.2-3 states that when we confront moderate chop to severe turbulence, in order to protect ourselves, we must discontinue the service, set the cart brakes, leave the cart at its present location, and sit in the nearest available seat or on the floor if necessary. If turbulence persists through descent and the prepare for landing announcement is made, the cockpit should direct flight attendants to remain seated, and we should immediately advise the cockpit if the cabin and galley are not secured for landing. Bottom line, protect yourself. Flight Attendant Scheduling has announced that 30-day AMP for the June 2011 schedule month, June 1st through June 30th, will be offered. If you are interested in taking 30-day AMP for June, please place your request on file through the DSP FAI screen no later than 0800 Central Time, May 16th. Opportunities for the award of daily AMP may also be available. Keep in mind, if you are awarded a 30-day AMP directly touching, that is immediately adjoining another period of 30-day AMP, or a single day of AMP without at least one day off in between the periods of AMP, your benefits may be affected. In addition, please ensure you remove any requests you no longer have an interest in following the initial award, as the company reviews manpower requirements and may award additional 30-day AMP after the initial award. When requesting any time off, we encourage you to fully review all available information and ask questions about anything that is unclear. Should you have any additional questions, please contact your local council office. Continental flight attendants currently participate in the Continental Airlines Retirement Plan, also known as CARP, which provides a measure of security for their retirement. For over 5 years, the machinists have been trying to influence their current members into believing that the CARP must be frozen and that the IAM National Pension Plan is the right and only answer for the combined work group. Twice, Continental flight attendants have rejected this notion, and the fact is there is no reason the CARP should not survive this merger. United has testified before Congress the viability of the plan, and no other work group at Continental who belongs to this plan is even talking about it, let alone trying to convince its members about the need to freeze it. We know firsthand the devastation associated with the retirement plan being frozen and terminated. The right thing to do is to fight to maintain this plan for the benefit of Continental flight attendants now, and to provide an option for all flight attendants in the combined workforce when we engage in single contract negotiations. The last of the Your AFA meetings will be held on Monday, May 16th in Hong Kong. If you've not been able to attend one of these meetings, we encourage you to view the archived AFA webcast available on our website. This webcast showcases the benefits of AFA representation for flight attendants and answers questions from United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia flight attendants. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.